This is the story about...
I want to do it, too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Yeah, we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. Each time the news reports a shooting, survivors feel it. It's a trigger. A flashback to the time they were shot. Betsy Torres is 27 years old. She was 5 when she was shot while sitting in her home on her mother's lap. She was the exact same age as Layla Peterson, who died sitting on her grandfather's lap in November.
Layla Peterson.
She was just five years old.
Yet another senseless shooting.
The cops processing a scene of a dead kid.
Shot in the head while sitting on her grandfather's lap.
Tiny white casket.
In this case.
When Betsy heard about Layla, it snapped her back to 1993.
It put me back on my mom's lap. And all I just envisioned was the chaos in her house. Just how her little sister felt. How scared they were, and it put me back in that scene. It fully placed me. I felt like I was there.
For the most part, Betsy has kept her story to herself, but Layla's death encouraged her to share it.
When I was young, you always think about what kind of superpower you want to have, right? I've always wanted to be invisible, and I wanted my family to have it so we won't get shot, so we won't die, so we won't get hit by the bullets. So I lived on 6th and Mitchell, and the building on 6th and Mitchell is a very well-known building. Right now it's a Cricket store. And then I moved to 6th and Lapham. There's all types of shootings, but mine, it just happened to be gang-related. That's the life I lived. Our house was always getting shot up. We couldn't sit by the windows. We had to sit on the floor, keep the lights off. We had to keep an eye out for slowing cars. You know, growing up, I couldn't say who my family were. I couldn't tell people where I lived because of we needed to not be known. because my family were very known. The day that I got shot, we were all in the living room. My mom raised 6 kids on her own, 3 boys, 3 girls. And we were watching a movie, so I raised my arm and my leg to tie my shoe. At that point, I feel a sting on my arm and leg, and then when I look, it was just a mess. It went through my bone. The bullet went straight through my bones. Everyone's starting running around, my mom's yelling, you know, but at the same time, there were still bullets coming in the house. I remember at the hospital bed when I was there, my mom and my dad were recently broken up, and he came to see me, and they ended up arguing. So, but I remember telling the doctors I'm sorry while they were trying to fix me. I kept saying I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. So I had some guilt as if I did something wrong. I felt like this is happening and I broke up my mom and my dad. Because I got shot, the house, we had to leave. We couldn't stay there no more. The chances of their coming back and having a second drive-by shooting are high. So now I'm staying at someone else's house, and they have cats. I just remember cats. That's all I remember. It's just cats. And I remember my mom asking me, do you want to eat? And I'm just angry. Like, no. I had a cast on my arm and leg at the same time.
No.
So I went to school and I just felt sad and embarrassed. And then I remember I went to the bathroom and I didn't want no one to see me. I just wanted to be invisible. I just didn't want to be there. I hated my mom for taking me there. So I locked myself in the bathroom and I didn't want to come out. It was a really tough time for me. I had got an infection where they wanted to amputate my arm and leg. I have a scar, but this is my arm. It's my arm. Like, I don't care. I got my fingers and my leg. Like, I love to wear stilettos. I can just imagine my life. Honestly, I wouldn't have my boys, I don't think. My life would have been really different. I manage finances with people with mental impairments and disabilities. I pay clients' bills,
process their reviews,
make sure that they're getting
their needs met as far as hygiene,
clothes, food.
I just fell in love with my job.
I don't want to lose my kids to a bullet. Someone got killed right outside my apartment building. This was on Mitchell and Muskego, so it wasn't not too long ago. It was a summertime and broad daylight, right outside, kids playing outside, and someone decides to kill someone there. My kids were home. They heard the gunshots. And that's all you hear, gunshots. I gotta get out of here. I can't be here another summer. I moved in June. I mean, I left to Greenfield. It's only like 10 minutes away. But it's not the inner city. I'm not there. I'm glad that my children are not there. I don't think I'm gonna get shot here. I don't think that I'm gonna get robbed here. Obviously, they never caught the person. In the gang world, people know who did it. They're not going to tell you. They're not going to take them to tell the police, hey, this, because then you're considered a snitch. I forgave him because I'm here. I'm able to share my story. But I've always wondered, what were you thinking before you did it? It's all over the news and you don't even turn yourself in. So what kind of person are you? Like, look at me. Look at me now. Like, I'm beautiful and I'm smart. And like, you almost took my life.
Betsy Torres belongs to Faith Builders Church, which runs an Adopt-a-Block program on Milwaukee's South Side. It's a collaboration between faith-based leaders and police aimed at curbing violent crime. Church leaders wanting more information about starting their own Adopt-a-Block program should visit our website, preciouslivesproject.org. Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee and Helen Bader Foundations, music by Kiran V of Fresh Cut Collective.